Central Washington was considered a low risk for earthquakes back when big hydropower dams went up on the Columbia River many decades ago. But a recently completed seismic hazard assessment has found greater earthquake potential for the area than previously thought. Now the dam owners have to figure out how to respond. Seismic retrofits could cost ratepayers across the region hundreds of millions of dollars. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has this exclusive report.
I'm sitting on the Columbia River shore, just across from the massive concrete and rock face of Wanapum Dam. When I drove over here, over the Cascade Crest from the Puget Sound Basin, I thought I was leaving earthquake country behind. Turns out, I'm wrong. But, you know, the folks who designed this dam more than half a century ago, and the nearby dams up and down river, they too didn't really consider this earthquake country. That according to the engineers, who now have to figure out what, if anything, to fix.
And the potential always existed. I mean, you know, we just are more aware of it, and we have a better understanding now of what the potential loads are.
That's Grant County PUD Hydro Engineering Manager Kevin Marshall. The better understanding comes from a newly released seismic hazard reassessment of the Mid-Columbia region. Took 4 years to produce and was commissioned by three Central Washington public utility districts. The new study covers six large hydropower dams they own. If you follow the curves of the Columbia downriver through Central Washington, you'll pass by Wells Dam, Lake Chelan Dam, Rocky Reach, Rock Island, Wanapum, and Priest Rapids dams. Bill Christman is Kevin Marshall's counterpart at Chelan County PUD.
Our Chelan structure and Rock Island structures were designed and built in the late 20s and early 30s, and back then people didn't have a good understanding of the earthquake potential. And if there was an earthquake, they didn't consider it to be catastrophic necessarily because the region was virtually unoccupied.
Now there are a lot more people here, and the estimate for how strongly the ground could shake from a local earthquake has tripled or quadrupled. Consulting seismologist Ivan Wong says the risk comes primarily from crumpling of the Earth's crust, roughly between the Oregon-Washington border, Yakima, Ellensburg, and Wenatchee.
Those folds, those geologic structures we see in Yakima Fold Belt, are underlain by faults that can rupture in large magnitude earthquakes, probably in the range of the upper magnitude sixes to maybe more than magnitude seven.
So here's the question. Could the Mid-Columbia dams survive that kind of big earthquake? Again, Kevin Marshall and Bill Christman.
For the most part, I think the dams are going to be very robust.
They will survive, but there will be some triage necessary. They won't survive without some damage. We don't think there will be any uncontrolled rapid release of water, which is one of the standards we use to try to decide what, if anything, do we need to do before an earthquake to really protect the structures.
Last year's killer quake in Japan showed that large dams can withstand just about anything you can throw at them. That according to the dam safety chief for the Federal Bureau of Reclamation, Brian Becker.
In Japan, there was a report of one failure and I think seven dams that were damaged. You know, in general, I think dams fared relatively well. And so that maybe there's some comfort and solace in that.
Yet the Mid-Columbia dam owners and their federal regulator are taking an approach that has very little tolerance for risk. After all, lives are at stake. They say they're prepared to spend money to protect against an event that may only happen once every 10,000 years. Grant and Chelan County PUD started to analyze specific vulnerabilities at each of their dams even before the ink was dry on the regional seismic study. The next round of studies promise to open a tough debate about what price for what degree of safety.
When you get into dam issues where you have to go and do remediation, it gets very expensive very quick.
A good example, I think, is we've got these big transformers on the deck of the dams that are could fall over or be misplaced. So just tying things down and responding in a way that keeps things from falling over in a big ground-shaking event costs a lot of money.
In the end, the multi-million dollar cost for earthquake retrofits comes out of ratepayer pockets. The three Mid-Columbia public utility districts sell surplus power throughout the Northwest, so pretty much all of us could be chipping in small amounts in coming years. The new information about earthquake potential in Central Washington has prompted the U.S. Department of Energy to launch its own seismic risk update for the Hanford site and its sensitive nuclear facilities. Separately, the Eugene Water and Electric Board has ordered up a similar comprehensive seismic reevaluation of its hydropower dams on the Mackenzie River in the Oregon Cascade foothills. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.